Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan, Joan Cardigan, to his pals and fans.
And Paul, all your fans. And Paul Ross, funnily enough.
No.
Yeah. Now, in my day job at the UK's biggest sports radio station.
The world's biggest job.
The world's biggest. You know the own messaging, really. Paul Ross, brother of Jonathan, presents the overnight show. And he randomly mentioned me this week because I was pointed to it by a colleague, and he called me Joan Cardigan.
Hey,
maybe he listens.
I reckon he's a big National League football. Who do you think he supports, John? Tonbridge Angels.
I know who he supports. It's not a National League club.
Well, who is he?
Yeah, West Ham.
Give it time. Hey, lovely bit of Premier League banter there, John, wasn't it? See, we can do that as well if you wanted.
Yeah, we could do.
We could do the Premier League if we wanted to do it, John.
But we don't want to do it. Why would you want to do that?
We love the National League until next year when we're in League Two. But look, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. It is an issue we're going to have to face possibly at some point.
At some point. We're going to have to put it to a poll, John, is what we're going to have to do. We've got other things to put. We're going to do a poll this week as well, which we'll bring up later on, John, of course. Now, I just need to ask you, just on air, as it were, just to make sure, have you forgiven me yet for not being able to get an extra ticket for Scholing away?
Scholing. You went behind, I feel like behind the Iron Curtain. You're like one of the only Westerners in East Berlin.
I was a one-man yellow army.
Yeah, like North Korea, snuck into North Korea.
I think there were a few others there.
Do you reckon?
I've just got a feeling. But also, who was there? Martin Gritton and Harry Salvage were there from the old Salvage Architectural Reclaim. and from Radio Devon. And I'm not joking. They had the worst commentary position I have ever seen in my whole life. It was one end. Let's say Plainmoor.
Yeah.
Family stand end. And you were standing in the tea bar down that end.
Just pitch level.
Yes.
Can't see a thing behind the goal. Look,
we've released that as a bonus already, haven't we, John? Mm. So if people are interested in that, that is out there.
That's EP115B, which went out at the weekend.
It's basically my nervous breakdown while watching Torquay United.
With a lot of wind noise going on behind.
And a lot of me saying, Armani Little's coming on.
Yeah.
Here he is. A little interview with Armani. Hey, John. Let's get into it. Surprisingly tall. Now, I think what this is I'm shorter than I imagine myself to be.
Well, he could be surprisingly tall. It doesn't quite work with his name there, doesn't it?
No, well, we've also been calling him I'm Only Little, and doesn't work, John.
Unbelievably brittle, I'm Only Little. the bingo callers out there.
That's lovely, John, isn't it? Please don't be brittle, because, God, he's so good.
He's had a bit of an impact off the bench.
Andy Charles has been tweeting this week saying it's like a new signing, and that's true, and that's who it is. If you knew Andy Charles' FOF number, you could drop that in there, John.
I could do, but I don't know it. It's a bit of a shame, isn't it?
Andy Charles got a little gift this week, didn't he, John?
Yeah. A little program.
Show program.
That could have gone in like the National Football Museum or something. It's so rare.
I could have sold that at auction for thousands of pounds. I don't know who'd be interested. Anyway, look.
FOF 24, Andy Charles.
Andy Charles. The whole Scholling experience is there at 115B Baker Street. It's a mystery why I was there.
Yeah, why did we call it 115B Baker Street? That's very good. Damn it.
John, if only we had an imagination between us.
That is more than enough talky, because here we are on this Halloween special.
Is it Halloween special, is it?
An empty haunted house, some spooky goings on, and that's just the Lathwaite Community Stadium in Woking.
Oh, lovely, John, lovely little dig. Woking are doing quite well, aren't they? Woking are doing all right. They beat Aldershot, didn't they? Aldershot. That didn't look too hard now.
No, I think anyone could have beaten Aldershot, really, to be honest.
I know they did not look well. They did look good for about 10 minutes, Aldershot. Not that you've seen it, John, which is something we will come
to
in a minute.
Should we work out what's going on in this episode of the podcast?
What's coming up in the new poos letter? What's it called? The podcard. That's it, the podcard.
The poos letter. That's what Richard Keys calls his mailing list.
The poos letter. The podcard. What's coming up, John?
In the podcast this week, well, lots of National League news and FA Cup fourth qualifying round news, which is always a bit of a joy, stretching the limits of our sort of non-league knowledge, really.
It's non-league, John. It's all non-league.
So yeah, lots of that, lots of National League news. We'll have a bit of a natter about talkie. We're not a talkie podcast, but you know, top of the league and all that.
It's very difficult, John, when your team is top of the league, not to just and constantly think and talk
champions
about it.
Elect.
And you're on a national lockdown pandemic, and there's one bit of joy.
This is literally the only bit of joy. Thankfully, the FOFs have also brought us some joy. They've responded in their numbers. We had a Ray Charles no letter week last week. We got a bulging sack this
week. I'm always interested to find out how many it actually is, John, because often when you say we've had several letters, we've had like three letters.
But this is all part of the sort of radio conceit, isn't it, that goes on.
You have to say, oh, we've had to edit the letters out. Yeah,
yeah, we've got so many, you know, we can't possibly bring them all to you.
Yeah, I did a two-minute chat show this week, John, for online, Mick Ferry's two-minute chat show. And as we were going live, it'll be out soon, probably be out by the time before this is out. I thought, oh, what shall I? And I've worn the Palm Trees Talk United shirt, John.
So oh, lovely.
That'll be out there with Chris Brandon doing a little wee.
We never put our poll out. In fact, we've just been reminded by X Goals on Twitter. I just saw we didn't put our poll out for your favourite Chris. That's a complete admin failure, wasn't it?
Imagine. We were given a list as well, weren't we?
Yeah. Do you want me to run you through it very quickly?
I don't like to get on to Talk United too early, but you know. Why not?
We seem to have spent quite a large proportion of the podcast already talking about it.
The poos letter.
The poos letter. here we go. Childish. Talk United players who are called Chris. I bet there's more than this. Barnard. Don't remember him.
No.
Chris Barnard. Chris Brandon. Yeah. Chris Brass.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's Muck.
Not very long, was he?
He's on loan, isn't he? And then assistant manager to Alan Nil.
Myers.
Curran. Chris Curran. We're doing it in alphabetical order. Chris Hargreaves. Mm. Chris Honour. Don't remember him.
No.
Chris Leadbitter. He's part of that 98 playoff final team.
Lovely, yeah.
He was all right, wasn't he? Chris McPhee. Now that has got to be a candidate.
There's a good one.
For the worst Chris.
Went to Ebbsfleet, came back to us, went back to Ebbsfleet.
He was just terrible, wasn't he? He was dross.
Ebbsfleet was his level. He'd found his level at Ebbsfleet.
I think so. Although he played his part in that season under Martin Ling when we did all right. He was okay.
Chris couldn't resist the charms of Car Park C, John.
Who can? Chris Myers.
Yeah, he was good.
Chris Regis.
Well, Chris Myers' dad played for us as well. Cliff Myers.
Oh, OK. Yeah, oh, I didn't
Babbicombe Cliff.
Babbicombe Cliff. By the name of Babbicombe Cliff.
Not a talky podcast.
No, not at all. This is quite talky, isn't it? Chris Regis. Hopeless.
Chris Rea.
Chris Robertson. Chris Todd. Chris Waddle. Chris Zabrowski.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Chris Todd, I would say. Up there. Chris Hargreaves.
Were we doing favourite or least favourite? I can't remember now.
We'll have to narrow it down. We'll narrow it down to three, John, ourselves, off air, because it's very talky, this. And we'll put that out there.
Okay,
and
then we'll do that.
Probably never do anything with it ever again.
Never mentioned again. Why don't we move away from talking and have a bit of news? Saturday, should we go back to the FA Cup fourth qualifying round first?
Lovely.
Why
smashing.
Not? Saturday, I've just picked out the most interesting ties, really. Aldershot 1, Woking 2.
Aldershot
knocked out in the first.
Went 1-0 up as well, John. Then lost.
What a familiar story that is. A
massive goalkeeper calamity in the match.
In no way repeated on Tuesday night. Dagenham 1, Hartley Whitney 0.
Hartley Whitney, yeah.
Eastleigh 3, Western Supermare 1. Ilkeston 0, Hartlepool 6. So Ilkeston smashed for 6 there. Leiston 2, Barnet 3. Leiston gave Barnet a real scare. I mean, I've no idea who they are and where they are.
Leiston.
So we look that up. L-E-I-S-T-O-N.
Where do you think Leiston is?
If I had to guess, Leicestershire. Somewhere in the middle.
I'm going to go Lincolnshire, John.
Here we go. Leiston. Here we are. If that's the right one.
We've both gone for somewhere with L.
It could be in Norwich. Leiston FC. Yes. Norfolk.
Leiston FC.
Norfolk.
So I was closest with Lincolnshire.
Yeah, and actually not far off, actually. Not too bad. Maidenhead 2. I mean, probably the upset of the round, this. Maidenhead 2, Cray Valley Paper Mills 3.
Yeah, Cray Valley Paper Mills. Well, I was hoping we'd draw them because then you could go, but then they've told everyone they can't go anyway. So
We'll see about that, I think.
We'll see about that, John.
We shall
see. Big cocky talk from the Nat Hobbs pod.
Maidenhead beaten by a factory, which is slightly embarrassing.
We've done this before, haven't we? They can't actually be a paper mill, can they?
I think we have mentioned it before. Mm. They're probably not anymore, are they? Let's be honest.
Do they still exist, the paper mill? I don't know. You carry on with the news and I'll Google them. Hold on.
All right, yeah, you do that. Solihull Moors 4, Wrexham 0. What the hell is going on at Solihull Moors? Stockport 1, Chesterfield 1, then Chesterfield 1 on penalties. Finally, a little bit of good fortune for John Pemberton. Wealdstone 0, Hazen Yedding 2. So Wealdstone on the receiving end of an upset there. Weymouth 2, Oxford City 3. So Weymouth also upset in the cup. Yeovil 3, Dover 3. Yeovil won that on penalties. And AFC Fylde 2, Altrincham 1. So a few National League clubs knocked out.
They're in the Isthmian League, John.
Okay,
so They are the Millers.
Yeah.
They play at the Badgers Sports Ground in Eltham. The club was established in 1919. Playing in green and white, the colours of the mill's vehicles. It says nothing about the paper mill.
No.
The club originally played at the sports ground of the paper mills in St. Paul's Cray. Cray. However, the mills closed in 81, John, and the club then played at numerous grounds until moving permanently to the Badgers ground in Eltham. The ground includes a 100-seat stand on one side of the pitch.
Wow.
Hey, not bad.
Show
and
off.
Kent County League Premier Division champions, the South London Alliance winners in the 80s, London Intermediate.
The South London Alliance sounds a bit racist, doesn't
it?
Sounds like a bit of a racist organisation.
Very much a Tony Incenso outfit, I would call them.
Well, they've got Havant and Waterlooville in the next round, so they'll be hoping they don't get pulped.
Hey,
come
John.
On.
Very good. You could write for The Sun or something.
That was very tabloid, isn't it? We'll move on from there. Should we get back to the National League? The meat
and
drink.
Do you know what? I love the National
podcast.
League.
I love
Absolutely
it as well.
I love it. Is there a finer league in the world? Can you think of one?
I think so. You've got your Serie A's and your La Ligas, but are they anything on the National League?
Is there anything on, you know, Weymouth v Kings Lynn on a Tuesday night?
You'll be hard pushed to find a better match than that. But yeah, there were no games on Saturday, obviously, because the FA Cup, but a pretty much full card of games on Tuesday night. Wrexham 0, Barnet 0. But that's
Wrexham, John.
Stop the rot.
Again.
Stop the rot for Wrexham. They were on 3 defeats in a row before that, so a draw is very much like a win for them, a 0-0
draw.
They're
failing again. Whoa, they're failing again.
So that leaves Wrexham
in a super tramp.
13th. Wrexham. A real classic Wrexham position, that.
It really is.
Just, if you had to pick a position for Wrexham, 13th.
Oh, God. All that big talk of Hollywood and everything, John. I think it's put them off the actual football.
Ryan Reynolds is very bored by the whole thing, I imagine. The, a Bournemouth 1, Woking 0. Fire up the laughing policeman.
But they're still all right, though, aren't they? They're like 6th or 7th or something, aren't they? They're not,
yeah, they're
not like falling, yeah, falling away.
They're doing okay. And in fact, in that game, we've had the poshest player of the week, mm-hmm, as a long-running feature. But this week, it was the poshest referee of the week.
Whoa.
Robert Massey-Ellis. That's this week's poshest referee of the week. I say, chaps.
I think they should only get referees from a certain social strata, John.
Imagine he's probably got a pair of those really old lace-up boots, the old kind of Victorian boots. Hello,
bunch
chaps.
Bunch of cads who just in it for the laughs.
Bromley 3, Weymouth 2. Perfect Halloween player scored.
They're doing all right, aren't they, Bromley?
They are doing okay. Yeah, they're doing all right. A perfect Halloween player scored for Bromley. Nassim El Ghul.
We love him, don't we?
Scored for Bromley.
Good. Oh, I know we'll get onto it, John.
Comes to life at Halloween.
I tell you who was good for Aldershot, I thought, was Chicky Candy, John.
Chicky Candy.
I know. Although, yeah. I did think, did you ever remember the advert from probably about 1989, John, which went, candy can do.
No.
Candy can do.
That was several years before I was born.
Oh, I'm going to find it now.
Yeah, okay.
Carry on, yeah.
Bromley down in 11th, so not the sort of promising start that they'd hoped for, and you imagine their manager probably under a bit of pressure to do better than that. Someone who did do well at the weekend, Dover 3, Eastleigh 2. Oh. What on earth?
Here we are. It'd be a good song for Chicky Candy, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
If he was playing in 1989, John,
yeah,
I tell you what,
that would have been absolutely
non-stop on the terraces at Aldershot.
It was Dover 3, Eastleigh 2. Dover ended Eastleigh's unbeaten start to the season. Some much-needed points for Dover. Adebayo Aziz got the late winner for Dover.
Oh, did he?
That's a dog shit for us last season. But
he wasn't great,
there you
was
are.
He? He would sort of come on, run around a bit, but
yeah,
not do a lot. Did he get released by Newport then, John?
He did, yeah.
They're doing well, Newport.
They
gee whiz.
On a flyer.
Sekou Janna, yep, scoring from at the weekend.
Joss Labadie.
Is he? I liked him. He bit someone, didn't he?
He did, yeah, yeah.
I can't believe he's still playing. How old's Joss? How old has he even played for us?
30.
No.
Yeah, he was about
20. How old was he when he played for us?
22, 23.
And he came to us from like Notts County or
on
something.
On loan,
didn't he?
Yeah. And then, yeah.
Bit someone.
Bit
got
someone.
Got banned.
Like Louis Britton. He was in the bay. He hit
out
the,
of the bay.
He hit the bar. He scrambled one over the line and he left the bay.
The strange case of Louis Britton. That really is one for Halloween, John. Isn't it? Came in, was everybody a firm fan's favourite.
Yeah.
One called him for the FA Cup. Didn't come back.
Yeah.
That was it.
Never saw him again. You've been the booed.
Britain out. It's very.
Yeah. Gosh. Not for the first time. Hartlepool 1, Altrincham 1. David Parkhouse scored for Hartlepool. Parkhouse.
Loved him. He gets up when he wants.
In fact, Paul's Ben Killip saved Matty Cosiello's stoppage time penalty as Hartlepool maintained an unbeaten start from the National League season. Parkhouse.
That's lovely. From now on, every time he scores, I'd like a full Hartlepool match report in Killip, the style of Park Life.
Killip could do nothing to prevent Thomas Pearce heading in an equaliser 5 minutes from time, but the keeper prevented Altrincham snatching an unlikely win. Parkhouse.
Thomas Pearce, was he there?
Yeah.
Was Daniel Whidden playing? Harry Hawke? Peter Gurney? Peter Davey?
I don't know.
Uncle
what
Tom
you're
Cobley.
Oh, is he on that? Was he?
It's the away coach, is it? Tom Pearce, Tom Pearce, lend me your grey mare.
It was King's Lynn 2, Wildstones 3.
Oh, honestly, so close.
So close. We'll win again. Don't know where. Don't know when.
John, I told you they've had their 3 points. That's it.
That's it, isn't it? But yes, 3 wins in a row now for Wildstone.
I'll tell you when they'll win next. When we play them and we're top of the league.
Almost certainly. So yeah, 3 wins in a row for Wildstone, 4 defeats on the spin for the Linnets. Not so good.
Come on, you Linnets.
Maidenhead 2, Dagenham 1, much needed win for Allen Devonshire there. Stockport 0, Solihull Moors 0. And Yeovil 1, Sutton 2.
Having a mare,
fire
John.
Off the laughing policeman again.
Yeovil, I mean, what do you know? What I'm saying with the Torquay, and it's sort of like now, it feels like now or never. It feels like it's this season or never, to be honest. Mm. That's what it feels like to me. Like we've gone for it,
yeah,
financially, all those things. Yeovil, I feel like last season that was it. That was their go.
That was their year.
That was their go last year.
They were quite good last season.
Yeah, they were good.
What's really happened?
Thrashed us, didn't they?
Yeah.
Thrashed Torquay.
Yeah,
they were quite good.
They doubled over us, didn't they?
Bit of momentum. They were scoring loads of goals, yeah. And now look, can't buy a win.
Mm.
I mean, everyone's going to sack their managers soon, John, aren't they?
Martin Allen just got the car.
Do you know what?
He's got the keys in the ignition. He's ready.
Martin Allen and Yeovil is a good fit.
Mm.
It's a very good fit, John.
He'll be straight down there. And Aldershot 1, Torquay 4.
Beautiful.
Lovely.
Just beautiful. I mean,
lovely,
once
lovely,
again,
lovely.
A terrible first half. I know I always say it, John, but it is like we turn up, knock it long, and then Gary has to go, now.
Come on.
What have I said? Get it on the ground.
You did message me at half time saying Gary's just going to tell them to get it on the ground.
I know.
Yeah,
every single right. And same at Scholling last week. Every single match with Gary, when we play badly first half, it's only that second half. Because we went ahead at Eastleigh.
Mm.
Second half, we were rubbish. And that's because, so it's quite good when we go behind and play a bit bad first. But we are going to hammer a team. We are going to absolutely, at some point.
Well, we sort of hammered Aldershot, didn't putting, we, really?
It's going to be very NLS vibe at some point.
Dulwich Hamlet, 7-3 situation.
World's tallest goalkeeper.
So yeah, that leaves the mighty Yellows top of the league. Stockport and Sutton second and third. Playoffs, Hartlepool, Solihull, Wildstone and Woking. And then down at the bottom, King's Lynn, Chesterfield and Altrincham. Yeovil, point of interest, 18th.
Are they? Because Chesterfield will get out of that, won't they?
Well, so you've got I don't to think know.
Weymouth, King's Lynn, Yeovil. Not Yeovil. Yeovil will get out of it.
Maidenhead still.
Oh, I
Dover.
Like Maidenhead is the thing. I like Maidenhead. I don't want them to do badly.
Well,
there we are, John.
There we are.
A brilliant roundup of all the news.
Oh, thank
there.
You very much.
I feel like I've learned something about the National
Good.
League. And this is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession. Now, John, we're not going to do a talky corner because we've done quite a lot of talky already.
Yeah, I mean, not a talky podcast. That would be
not
ridiculous.
A talky podcast. And we seem to mainly only talk about Torquay United at the moment. But I did just want to say, I've had a new thought about Gary Johnson. I'm only thinking about him about 85% of my week at the moment. And I was just thinking, he is the perfect manager to have behind closed doors. Absolutely perfect. Because he gets the team playing for him. And he is like having the crowd there anyway. He is like a representative of the crowd anyway, right? That's what he's like. That's his management style, isn't it? Like Klopp dresses like the crowd dress, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, Gary really has taken the people on of the town and the supporters of the club. He's really taken them on. And so he's like a one-man support there.
Mm.
And I don't think we can. And also, all the players, the type of manager he is, all the players just want to play for him. So it's just like he's the absolute perfect manager to have on lockdown, and he's got all those connections. Whereas you see all these other managers, like poor old Danny Searle at Aldershot, it's just absolutely struggling. Does not know, they do not know how to play behind closed doors. And I think behind closed doors is absolutely brilliant for Torquay United. And that is why we're going to win the league.
And that we signed Billy Waters.
Billy Waters.
He's going to score a lot of goals.
You think Billy Waters?
Yeah. And then we'll play Bridge Over Troubled Water when he doesn't.
Yeah, we'll do some. Rewrite some lyrics to Bridge Over Troubled Water. It'd be absolutely lovely.
Yeah.
This is the National Obsession, and that was the Torquay
Thoughts
Inch. The talky thought.
Thought for the day. Thought for the bay.
Thought for the bay, John. Go. You're listening to Thought for the Bay. Lovely.
The National Obsession.
This is The National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener. When you go, will you send back a letter from America? No singing, John. I like it
when we sing.
I like it when we sing sort of just out of tune at different times.
Bit of a racket. I always think.
I think people like it though, John. I think people do enjoy it.
I think it's a bit loud.
They like it when it's off. They like
good.
It when it's just a bit off and not very good. They like that.
Well,
John.
This is the new normal, isn't it?
Well,
part
it's a
of
shame.
The new normal.
I don't like this. I don't like this. I preferred it when we just went for it.
Okay.
With full of joie de vivre.
Do you want to go again? Should we just
Not this. No.
Okay.
Kiboshed it this week, John.
Okay.
Any letters, John?
Loads. Absolutely loads. Let's get going. Tibbs Ashton. Hello there, Tibbs, over in Ireland.
He's a great tweeter, Tibbs.
He's a great tweeter.
Is he a foff? He's a foff.
Big time. Foff 27.
Yeah.
He says, gents, how is Charlie with speedboats these days? Hashtag bring back Reynolds. Speedboats?
Bring back Tim Reynolds. Speedboats?
I don't know.
I don't know what that is.
We've built you up and you've confused us in the first sentence.
Speedboats?
I don't really know.
I don't know.
Is he thinking that could be a storyline for Tim Reynolds, maybe? Like a speedboat crash or something? I don't know. In the East End of London?
Oh, no, yes. No, I think that was the storyline that the person who I was friends with at school, with Ronnie, I think had a speedboat crash.
In the East End,
it wasn't like Bullseye when they win a speedboat.
How did he do that in Albert Square?
I think there'd been a speedboat crash.
Oh, off screen.
We didn't see it.
Okay.
We didn't see it. A lot of stuff for Tim Reynolds happened off screen and is still happening off screen.
His entire character. Tibbs goes on to say, one of the few perks of COVID has been the streaming of matches to allow fans in exile more regular team access than during times of health and prosperity. I agree, Tibbs.
I agree.
Few upsides to this pandemic, but that's one of them. Mm-hmm. With this in mind, I'm disgusted by Scholing. Not streaming their game against Torquay. Couldn't one of the Scholing monks, as I presume their fans know, not just have uploaded lots of TikToks of the game? Obviously, I have no clue how TikTok works, but that's for Scholing to sort out. And then to add insult to injury, Torquay are then on BT Sport the week after. The pain of supporting an elite side. On the ice and in the bay, Tibbs. Yeah, we are on BT Sport this Saturday.
Now, I did consider, John, while I was there, because I was standing on my own.
You're going to Periscope.
I was going to Periscope
or Instagram TV.
But then I thought, if someone watches it, they'll come and find me.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm hidden. They'll come and find me and throw me out.
Hard.
And I was enjoying it too much.
There's only 400 people to search, sorry.
Had to make do with 115B Baker Street.
Mm.
The mystery of Scholing.
But yeah, we are on BT Sport, a game that I can't decide whether I should watch it or not.
So this is the big question, isn't it, John?
Here is the big quandary.
The big question. We'll put this out as a Twitter poll, I think.
I think so. Because I realised after Eastleigh away when we lost that I was the bad luck charm. I should never watch that game. So I haven't watched since, and we've won every game since. So, but now this is on BT Sport. I've got BT Sport.
You're paying it regularly, whatever, or you get it free with your phone contract.
I don't know. It's for the Foss to decide. I'm throwing it into the Foss.
Should Joan Cardigan, be allowed to watch Torquay v Hartlepool on Saturday night? That's what we're interested in.
Whatever the Foff say is what I'll do.
And will you stick to it, John?
Yeah, of course.
Wow, you are a good, better person than
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely.
I will say, I mean, I could take the hit here and I'll not watch it.
Nah.
Then I have been pretty lucky
You've
so
You've been
far,
lucky.
John.
I'll be guided by the Foffs. That's all right.
Okay, so we'll put that out on Twitter.
We'll put that out on Twitter.
Look out for that. Friday, look out for that.
A first-time correspondent.
Yes, please.
Alistair McMillan says, hello, gents. Hello, Alistair. Good to hear from you.
Alistair,
I was wondering...
On the ice? John, I think you'll find...
On the ice?
Don't try and just rush through the...
the greeting. Sorry about that, Alistair.
On the ice,
on the ice. I was wondering if you had a favourite non-league club name in terms of sounding really small time. I've always enjoyed Cray Valley Paper Mills.
Oh, we've just discovered them, all about them.
Discussing all about that. Up here in Scotland, we have a team in the Highland League, fifth tier, called Follows Mechanics. I've heard them on the, I think on the final scores, which never fails to amuse me. All the best, Ali in Glasgow.
Hey, Ali, thanks so much for getting in touch. On the ice to you. Really appreciate it.
I really like, what was the team we got in the FA Cup? Brightlingsea Regents.
Brightlingsea Regent, of course, forever in our hearts.
Yeah, a distinguished actor.
Oh, yes, I was at the Cotswold Wildlife Park, John, and I said you were 50s actor, didn't I?
Yeah.
Who was that?
Do you want me to tell you who that was? It was the day after Schoening, wasn't it? Was it? I don't know.
I sent you it.
I thought you sent it to me. Was it before Schoening? Was it BC or...
BS.
Or AD?
No BS.
Was it BS? Lots of pictures of my Brompton. It. There we go. It was Waldrop Ibis. Hello, I'm Waldrop Ibis.
It was I saw Waldrop Ibis, the lovely 50s actor who was in Not Now Darling in the West End. And also I saw Gary Johnson's Yellow Mongoose.
That's very nice. Gary Johnson's Yellow Mongoose. It'd be great if we started that off. Yellow what?
Where is it? Mongoose, is it? Okay.
Clive Haywood gets in touch.
Hey, on the ice to Ali.
On the ice, Ali. And if you've got
thanks for writing in,
if
Ali.
If you've got any amusing team name suggestions, then please.
Let us know your favourite non-leaguers. Andy Charles, I reckon that's one for you there.
Clive Haywood, who I'm looking down the list of FOFs, doesn't have a FOF number, and he's definitely emailed us many times.
Let's hear this email, see how we get on.
Okay, let's see where we go. Clive Haywood, on the ice, gents. Walking down Ilsham Valley. Already, we're not a talking podcast in the rain this morning whilst listening to
We've just had some correspondence from Glasgow, John.
Exactly.
Can't get much further than that from Torquay.
Walking down Ilsham Valley in the rain this morning whilst listening to your latest offering, Wetter Than an Otter's Pocket, that wasn't what it was called, I consoled myself that you must surely be about to ransack your bulging sacks of letters from listeners. No such luck. So here is one. Snell's Coaches. Now, you mentioned them last week.
I did. Not a talking podcast.
Hyper-local, featured heavily in my formative years. Because they supplied the school buses which transported me for several years from my home in Foxhole to Torquay Boys Grammar.
Mm, good.
One of the drivers was John, who tolerated bad behaviour quite well. One of his colleagues was a grumpy lady with blonde permed hair, who we always referred to as Thatcher. I know this is a boring anecdote, but what can you do?
This is the best anecdote.
Up the goals from Clive.
That was my favourite ever letter.
Is it good?
Really niche information about Snell's Coaches.
You also added a second one after EP115B came out, saying, just listening to your commentary, Charlie, loved your realism. I really miss the away trips. Maybe we could start calling them Great Treks, because obviously you were there with your friend Tom Greatrex.
Hey, that's
Great
nice for, as a tribute to Tom. He's not dead.
And that's like a side business for him, if he sort of did holidays, Great Treks.
I don't think it's great for us to say that Tom, who works for the FA and is the fans' FA representative, is doing a side business.
No, he's absolutely not, just for clarity.
Just go, hey, Great Treks. Very good. Hey, that's such a nice... and yes, hey, that's sort of two letters in one.
Yeah.
One was about Snell's Coaches.
He's definitely sent us more as well.
Andy said some nice stuff about the Schoening. The man's a foff, John. That's what he is.
The man's a foff. He's foff 38.
Chugunk.
Lovely. And do you want one final letter?
What's that? Is that three, John, or two?
I'm just
wondering what
Alistair,
you call loads.
Clive. Well, this will
that's
be four.
Four. Yeah, that's loads of letters. That's great.
Not
yeah, very
week.
Good.
Mark Ridley says, hi, John and Charlie. Last Sunday, I was asked by
On the ice, Mark.
On the ice, Mark. Sorry, I'm really rusty with this. I was asked by my other half to do the hoovering downstairs. Needing something to listen to drown out the noise of the hoover, I decided to listen to a podcast and discovered that the NatObs pod had released one of a perfect length, which is obviously episode 115B. Charlie's melodic tones would drown out the noise of the hoover, I thought. I could listen to a completely biased match report regarding two teams I had no interest in. When I listened, though, I discovered that the noise of the hoover had been drowned out by the sound of 20 minutes of swirling wind and amplified by the rustling of Charlie's coat. Keep up the good work, Mark Ridley.
There's not a lot I could do about the wind, John, was
it
there?
It was like you briefly became a Foley artist. They just go out and record the elements.
Look, we didn't say it. It was free, John.
No.
This is a free service.
Yeah, be grateful for what you get. What do you want?
Whiz. Yeah. I'm going to do it again, though. I did enjoy it. The interview with Armani Little.
Award-winning. It was like Parkinson.
Yeah, buzzing, yeah, buzzing.
Yeah, buzzing, buzzing. Yeah, cheers.
Well, I realised that he was actually on his way for a wee. And I thought he was going to warm up, but he was actually on his way for a wee. And I stopped him for a wee. So that's why it may have been...
truncated.
A shorter interview than
Parkinson
needed.
Did not often have guests on who were desperate for the loo.
That is probably a really good new chat.
Guests were just sort of hopping from leg to leg.
Just you call them just outside the loo and see how long you can keep them before they disappear. It's a great bit.
There you go. What a good idea. Anyway, there's your letters. Thank you so much for those.
Oh, lovely letters. On the ice to all those people. A new Foff crowned. John, if you've got any thoughts on Snell's coaches or that unpronounceable
road between... I think that draws a
line
under Snell's coaches, doesn't it?
Does it, John? I'm not sure about that. I think there may be more. Okay. People might have more anecdotes about Snell's coaches or that road that's unpronounceable between Torquay and Paignton. That sort of
Helvetius.
Why would you call a road that, John?
It sort of looks... Latin.
I have no other outlet for that piece of...
We're great down well, really well at the Princess Theatre, and that's it.
And that's it.
Babacom Arts Theatre, Princess Theatre.
Lovely. It wouldn't even work in Brixham, Matt. That's it. Do get in touch with us on Twitter. We'll be putting the poll on Twitter at NatObsPod.
Yep.
What's the email address, John?
It's nationalobsession@gmail.com.
And we really appreciate the letters. It's so marvellous when you get in touch. If you are new and you would like to leave us a 5-star review and some nice words on iTunes,
please do.
That helps. Up the Gulls this weekend, John, and all the National League teams except Hartlepool United.
On the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.